the people of Stockton. We are believers in Jesus Christ, who is the Lord of both heaven and earth. He is the God and before whom we will stand one day. We're going to read from God's holy and infallible word. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 14 to verse 21. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him that died for them and rose again. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given us to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Dear friends, I want to speak to you of this last verse that Paul wrote under the inspiration of the Spirit of Almighty God. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. And who is that verse speaking of? This verse of Holy Scripture. It is speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. He hath made him to be sin for us. And this verse speaks of the reality of sin. What is sin? It is the breaking of the commandment of God. The Bible reveals to us that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Myself included, as of you, we are all born in Adam. And as the scripture tells us, in Adam all die. See, this is the reality of sin, dear friends, that we must all face. Our guilt before Almighty God. There is none good, no, not one. There is none that seeketh after God. And that is us all. None of us would seek after God. And all of us have broken the law of God. And there is a sin debt. There is a payment that is due for every sinner. Either the Lord Jesus Christ has paid for your sin debt, or we will all pay it for all eternity. And dear friends, either our sin has been dealt with in Christ, or we will face eternal hell. You see, friends, there's only one good person that has ever walked upon the face of the earth, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ, sinless, spotless, the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sin of the world. And it is in him and in him alone, and in his name, we must be saved. In his reputation, his righteousness, by which we must be saved. He hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. And friends, you might be here today and think that you are a good person. But if you examine yourself against the righteousness demanded by the law of God, We all fall short. None of us have loved God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength as we ought to. None of us have loved our neighbor as ourselves as we ought to. In fact, our greatest moments, our greatest deeds on this earth are but filthy rags before the throne room of heaven. Isaiah 64, verse 6. And so, that perfect righteous standard, it remains there. It remains a barrier to heaven. And it's only one person who has ever lived on this earth who has kept the law of God perfectly. And this verse speaks of this. Who knew no sin. It's not that he didn't know about sin, but he committed no sin. He was sinless, spotless, and he kept the law of God perfectly. And he took the sin, he took the guilt of all his people, of whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He took the wrath of Almighty God and paid that sin debt in our stead of all those who would ever believe in him. So that when the Lord looks upon you, if you trusted in Jesus Christ and in him alone, you are declared righteous, holy in Jesus Christ because of him and because of him alone. Nothing in our hands we bring. Simply to the cross we cling. We cannot in any way trust in our own works. We have to and we must, by faith and by faith alone, look to Jesus Christ and to his finished work. Friends, Jesus on the cross said this, "It is finished." Finished, paid in full. And the law of God satisfied. The wrath of God satisfied in Jesus Christ. And not only that, he kept the law perfectly in every jot, in every tittle. So that, as God the Father said of God the Son, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." He obeyed his Father in every point. And what is pleasing before God? It is the righteousness demanded by the law of Almighty God. And this Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, assumed human flesh, came into this world. The Lord Jesus Christ came into this world to suffer and to die. That was his mission. The Lord came into this world, the Lord Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity, assumed human flesh in order that he would suffer and die for sinners such as you and I. And so that all who would trust in him would not perish. You see, that's what we all deserve, friends. You and I, we all deserve to perish because of our sin. But because of the sinless, spotless Son of God, who knew no sin, there is hope. There is hope for all who will look to Jesus Christ this very day. There is hope for all who will trust in him and look to him by faith alone. He is a suffering son, as Paul writes, under the inspiration of the Spirit of Almighty God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that what we might be made the righteousness of God in him. The righteousness of God in him. And friends, that is a wonderful gift of God. It's a gift. It's not something we can earn. It is something that is given by God to all sinners who will look to Jesus Christ and to Jesus Christ alone. The righteousness of God. The perfect keeping of the law of God, which Jesus did while upon this earth, that we might be made the righteousness of God, not in ourselves, but in Him. You see, all these things, dear friends, are done for the glory of God. For it is of Him, through Him, and to Him be all glory. This is all done to glorify and honor God, who deserves all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Friends, will you spend an eternity in heaven? Will you spend an eternity in heaven worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ, looking upon Him, seeing the beauty of holiness? Well, you will only wish to go to heaven, friends, if you've been born again of the Spirit of Almighty God. If your heart has been changed, that you look away from your sins and you look to Jesus Christ and to Jesus Christ alone. If you have a new heart, a new nature, as Paul writes, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then who are all dead? And then also in verse 17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, new, born again of the Spirit of God, made new. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And friends, you need that righteousness of Christ. You need that sweet union and communion with Jesus Christ. He is a willing Savior. No matter what you've done in your past, no matter how you have broken the law of God, no matter how far short you have fallen, the Lord has been gracious to you to this moment. You are still upon this earth. There is time to look to Jesus Christ today, to trust in Him today, to look away from your sin today, and to find rest, to find hope, and to find peace and happiness in Jesus Christ and in Him alone.